Hello, and welcome to this Lewis and Clark podcast. Today I'm speaking with Dante Perez, a sophomore majoring in international affairs. Dante is one of only 32 students from across the country to earn an internship with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute. He will spend this summer in Washington, D.C., working in a congressional office, taking a leadership development course, and participating in a community service project. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus created the Institute as a nonprofit, nonpartisan educational organization to help develop future Latino leaders like Dante, who was born in Uruapan, a small town in the state of Michoacán, Mexico. He moved to Medford, Oregon when he was a teenager. He's here to talk about his upcoming internship. So, Dante, given that the internship is being offered through the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, how important is it to you to see Latino leadership on Capitol Hill?
I think it's incredibly important. I have one big friend here in Lewis and Clark who is Mexican. She's from Nayarit. Her name is Azucena, and we've kind of started this group called Futuro Latino, and we go to Roosevelt High School, and we try to motivate some of the Hispanic Latino kids there. But the fact that, you know, and this is kind of me borrowing her words, but she once told me, hey, you know what, we have to tell these kids that once they reach college or once they reach a level of higher education, you meet other Latinos, and you know, you almost kind of stare at each other in disbelief and say, wow, you must have gone through everything I went through to get here. So the fact that I get to see Latino leaders at such a high level of, you know, the American government, the American system is kind of like, wow, you know, this is what my whole culture, what my people are capable of. So it's inspiring, I think, in a way. And it's also, you know, kind of proof that, hey, you know, we can do this. We can really, you know, get together as a Latino Hispanic community and work for our goals as a community. So
do you think participating in politics or the political process is a good way to make a difference?
Sure. I've started a little group. I'll believe in, you know, change from the bottom up, but I also think that you have to put your effort where it will eventually have the most effect. The real changes that I could potentially make come when, you know, I eventually graduate from Lewis and Clark, go to a law school, get a law degree, and really start to get involved at a level in which the things I do contribute, I guess, in a larger scale. So sure, you know, I'm all for bottom-up change, but I also think that if we can have some help from the top down, it also helps a lot. But I think the important thing to remind myself whenever, you know, people tell me, oh, you should join this or that group, is that, sure, you know, you're heading for the top, you know, you're trying to get somewhere and some position of influence to help or affect the lives of others, but it's always kind of nice to remember, you know, those smaller groups. You know, I'll try to remember the days at Roosevelt when, you know, I was trying to tell these kids something and they were talking amongst themselves, and I'm like, come on, guys, come on, hey, escuchen. So, you know, it's I think it's important to have both. I think that's the best way not to lose the perspective on your goals.
That's great. Do you think, given the current national and international events going on, feels like a pretty momentous time to be, I think, forming yourself as a leader? Do you think that those outside forces are having an impact on you and your peers in thinking about the future?
Well, I think the school is very involved, is very active, and we do seem to be to have our opinions shaped largely by an international perspective. Personally, I think that yes, what is going on in the world really does affect, you know, the way I think about things, but then again, it always kind of has. I mean, I believe that my person as of now would be radically different if I had not grown up in Mexico. If I didn't have those two perspectives, you know, I would be someone completely different. I probably wouldn't be here. And then, you know, when we start seeing all these events throughout the world, you know, we have the the rise of the euro and, you know, the wars in the Middle East and the rise of China, all these things. It really, for me, it's kind of, yes, this is how, you know, this is how the world goes. And the way in which it has shaped me, largely is, it has really made it obvious that, sure, you have kind of your, I guess, developing country perspective from, you know, your childhood, and you have this more privileged perspective, in the US and the first world. But then, you know, I also see, you know, I read about events in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, and, you know, I look at the pictures on the New York Times, and I, you know, I look at those places and I say, wow, you know, this is kind of like Mexico, yet it's not. You know, we have some of the same problems, but yet we're kind of a stable democracy, though. So that's a plus. So I always, you know, I think it's not so much that the different events are shaping me as much as I'm taking, I guess, a broader perspective, broader and broader each time. I think I'm largely already, you know, my opinions are already developed, but I think it's the perspective I have on each of them. I'll say, okay, so these are the plus and minuses of democracy, you know, these are the pros and the cons. And then I look at Mexico and I look at, you know, Middle Eastern countries, I look at Europe, you know, I think to myself, wow, you know, yeah, sure, our way is a great way of doing, of getting through life. There are also these people who are doing it this other way, and, you know, then it's up to me to kind of evaluate those two things. But yeah, it's an incredible time, I believe, to be growing up and to be in college. It's a great time to be here.
Okay, well, good luck in Washington, D.C. this summer, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.